Hi guys, and welcome to Dealing with Someone We Love with an Addiction. I thought for my first podcast episode, I'd give you guys a little bit of background about me and my life, and I guess what motivated me to do a podcast about addiction and someone we love with an addiction. My sisters and I were born in San Bernardino, California, and we lived there till I was about 12. I remember seeing something suspicious when I was about 6 or 7. It was a long glass pipe with a big bubble at the end of it. I didn't really know what it was, so I watched them use it. I made eye contact with a person using it, and they turned so I wouldn't see it anymore. That's when I knew something was wrong. That's when things started going downhill. My mom was addicted to meth. She was so into meth, we ran out of money. We ran out of places to live. We lived in a car. We lived in abandoned houses. We lived in campers, we lived in sheltered homes, and we were all shipped to different family members, my sister and I. My mom decided to come to Kansas to get clean. We came to Kansas in about 2008. That's when my mom became clean from drugs, but started drinking alcohol. They say one addiction leads to another, right? Only thing about this one is, it's legal, and you don't have to hide it. Whether it's meth, alcohol, pills, an addiction is an addiction. It affects everyone around the person who is using. Fast forward, my older sister and I couldn't do it anymore, so we left. Eventually, my younger sister was removed from the home and placed somewhere better. You'd think that would have been a wake-up call, right? 6 years later, my mom is still an alcoholic. She's lost jobs, money, her daughter. I mean, don't get me wrong, we still talk to her, but there has to be boundaries to protect. Don't get me wrong either, even with these boundaries, I'm still hurt. I still cry. I get so angry, and I just don't understand why we aren't worth more than the alcohol. But it's not me, or my sisters, it's her. And this is what motivated me to talk about it. I know I'm not the only one who blames myself or who beats myself up over it. I'm here to help those who are struggling. I'm here to let you know that you aren't alone. I'm here to help provide the boundaries you need to learn with someone who has an addiction, to protect your heart and your well-being. Thank you for listening, and join me tomorrow where I begin the series of dealing with someone we love with an addiction.